Well, it is a wonderful feast day that we celebrate, the Feast of Corpus Christi. But there is a question mark really at the beginning of this gospel. And the question mark is, do we believe? And the Jews of the day, you know, found themselves really tested by it. And I would dare say with this gospel that most of the Jews who were asking the question, how can he give us his flesh to eat and his blood to drink, walked away from him. And so that really draws us to the question for ourselves right out of the gate. And that is, do we believe at this altar the Lord Jesus in his body and blood is going to be present to us? Do we believe that? Because if we don't, it becomes simply a remembrance. Simply a remembrance. And thus we reenact, but we remember only. But if we believe that he is here with us in his flesh and in his blood on the altar, then everything changes. This moment becomes a moment when we consecrate the bread and the wine, that it becomes a moment of heaven. It becomes a moment when heaven really reaches in earth and is present with us. And gathered around the altar is not just us, but all those that have gone before us. I think of that, and every time I celebrate Mass, I just simply say, okay, Mom and Dad, welcome. Welcome. I hope they're saying the same thing for me, that I have a chance to make it to be with them in heaven, you know? And I don't have to bring a fire extinguisher like my father did. That the Lord really does want to love us that much, that he gave us himself, that we may, in a very special way, eat his flesh and drink his blood. And he tells us really quite directly, unless we eat his flesh and drink his blood, we do not have life within us. That gives me pause. I mean, it really does. And then he says to us, if you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will have life eternal and shall not die. Wow. Wow. What a really profound statement for us, that we are touched by the grace of heaven. And the grace of heaven touches us. As I was reading over the scriptures for this Sunday, and it occurred to me, you know, there were a lot of bread of life moments, meaning communion moments, moments in which Jesus entered someone's life and changed it completely. Because that's what we're saying when we come to the altar, the body of Christ, the blood of Christ, and we say amen, yes, let it be so in my life, that heaven may touch me, that the grace of God may touch me. And so we think of the story of the widow from Nain, and her only son had just died. And it's a funeral procession. And Jesus, with his disciples, walks up, he touches the stretcher, and he raises this young man from the dead. I mean, that's breathtaking. And as he raises her from the dead, he gives the mother the bread of life of compassion. That's the same gift he offers us. And you remember the story of the woman who had the hemorrhage? And he turns around and said, who touched me? And finally she confesses that it was her. But she was healed in the moment. And Jesus gives her the bread of life of healing, which he offers to us too in this Eucharist. But we also remember the story of the young man, rich young man, who came to see Jesus. What must I do to be one of your followers? And Jesus says, give up all you have and follow me. And he walks away sad. He gives him the gift of the bread of life of discipleship. Now the young man, as far as we know in the gospel, said no. But do we say yes, is the question. And then over and over again, he offers the Pharisees and scribes the chance to believe. And he gives them the gift of conversion, the gift of life of conversion, again, are we open to that? Because they said no over and over and over again. Personal story. This week we had the National Bishops Meeting, United States Catholic Conference of Bishops. That was my first time to go as a bishop. So the whole time I had a little sign on that said, new bishop, and of course all the bishops were saying, baby bishop, all of them. So this one particular night, I went out to eat with one of the brother bishops that I know, and I was following my GPS to get to the restaurant, and the restaurant was supposed to be 4 blocks away. Over a half hour later, we're still walking, following this GPS. So I'm beginning to see red at this point. So we get to the restaurant, and because we were late getting there, we didn't have a reservation, so they put us on the list. So a half hour, they said it would be a half hour. Half hour later, I check in, not yet. So then I go, we wait, and we're standing right in front of the girl. 45 minutes later, I walk up and say, have you called us yet? Thinking maybe I missed it. And she says, well, we called you a half hour ago. We called you 15 minutes ago, and it was supposed to go to my phone. And I showed her my phone. I said, got nothing. So in that moment, of course, the sparks were beginning to come out of my ears. So we go to the next person that she sent us to. They see this at a table with 10 people. Okay? And we're looking at each other, what happened? And the 10 people said, this is a group of 10. You're not in it. Three. So we go back to the lady. Okay? So all this time I'm thinking, man, is this supposed to be one of the best restaurants in Indianapolis? I need holy water. First to douse myself and then to douse them. So we have a wonderful meal. It went well. And all the way back, we're following the GPS again, but this time of my brother bishop. And it took us 45 minutes to get home, 4 blocks, because it took us all over the place. So I'm saying, Lord, you are really testing me big time. So the next day, one of the bishops asked me for my phone number. And I gave him the phone number, and I realized I had switched two numbers, which is what I had done at the restaurant. So the Lord gave to me a couple of gifts. One of them was a very nice slice of humble pie, which I got to eat privately. The other was to give thanks that I did not lose it. So he gave me the bread of life of humility, but he also gave me the bread and life of understanding. So it wasn't just about the moment. It was being free in the moment and letting God's freedom touch us. That's how he speaks to us in a very special way. And when we leave the church, we go with the bread of life. We go with his body and blood inside of us. And in every single moment, he is there with us. So it's not something that just happens in church. It's something we take with us. It's something he gives us. It's his love poured forth. It's the moment when we touch heaven. For if you eat my body and drink my blood, you will have life eternal. Let's pray for that grace during this Eucharist.